Please join me, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we lift up the prayers of our people, our congregational prayers for this Sunday. First of all, just a couple of prayer announcements and prayers to add to your own prayer life this week. Want to continue to pray for Nancy Eller's cousin, Brian. He is home after treatment from this terrible cancer and has been home for a few days now. We do pray that he will be in remission because of all this and really intense treatment that he's gone through, and pray that he'll continue to get better and heal from this disease. We want to pray for this dear woman who came. Her prayer request came through the website this week for a gentleman named Cesar. Cesar's mother-in-law, Edith, had a brain surgery this week after a sudden situation. And so we want to pray for that surgery, and hopefully it went well. I do hope to connect with him soon and hear how it went, but do pray for dear Edith. Also, continue to pray for Lana's nephews, Roger and Robert. Roger, in particular, if I recall, is the one that is not doing very well. He did have surgery. He's been given about a 50% chance of that being successful, and we're praying for 100% of that being successful for that man. So we do pray for that young man and for the whole family. I also want to pray for our dear sister, Corrine Mitchell, who had a terrible fall and brain bleed, went to the hospital. We give thanks she didn't have to have surgery. She is home now and healing. We just pray for safety and protection for her, and for rest and renewal for her and Bruce during this time of healing. I think that's it for new prayer announcements. There's several, obviously. Please do revisit the ones that we've had for the last weeks or so. But those are the new ones to add to your prayers today. So let us gather in the spirit of prayer. Gracious God of presence, we ask that you will bring the power of the Holy Spirit upon us. May we know this day that we are not alone, but that you are with us always. May we see around us glimpses, moments where we recognize the Holy Spirit, where we see its work in guiding us towards love, always in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God of healing, we especially pray for those in need of healing this day. Lord, there are so many families that need healing right now who are losing loved ones to this terrible virus. And there are so many others that are losing loved ones to other things, Lord. We pray that you'll comfort them all in their time of mourning, and also bring healing to those who can be healed, Lord. We pray especially this day for Roger and Robert, Lana's nephews, for healing for both of them. We pray for healing for our sister, Corrine, that you will bless her and keep her at home there, and Bruce as well. Give them strength and renewal. Be with Nancy's cousin, Brian, Lord, as he heals from this procedure, and may it take away all the cancer, and may he be in remission from here on out. For dear Edith, Lord, for that surgery, we hope it went well, and we pray for her and Caesar and the whole family as they walk with in that journey, especially for families, Lord, with loved ones in the hospitals, because they can't see them, and that's so hard. And may you hear now also the names that we lift up in the silence of our hearts, or out loud, wherever we are, when we hear these words. In your name we ask them to be healed. Lord, in your mercy. God of the universe, we pray that you'll continue to help us be good stewards of the earth, to take this time as we pause in our daily work and manufacturing and all the things that happen in the world, to look at the earth, to look at ways to be good stewards of our environment. For the places that have had pollution virtually wiped away overnight, it seems, may we perhaps find ways to keep those clear skies and to bring a better quality of life to the children, especially, who breathe that air. And may we always just be in appreciation of the beauty of all the things that surround us, created by you and given to us to care for and to enjoy. Lord, in your mercy. And gracious God of friendship, we give thanks that indeed Jesus reminds us this day that he will be with us always, that we are never alone, but through the power of this advocate, this Holy Spirit, that he lives in us right here, right now, that his presence is all around us, and that he will strengthen us for whatever journey we must face today or tomorrow. And may we, especially on this day that we pray these words, feel that presence for those that are having a hard day in particular. May they know they're not alone, but again, he is with us always. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.